And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I am your host, Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, and I am here with my co-host, Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And we just had a wonderful talk with Joe Rocco, who is what an incredible filmmaker and just a great guy. He's got such a fantastic sense of humor, and I just adore him. But now we are getting ready for the next lighting of Waterfire. A lot of people I know think that the last lighting of Waterfire was the salute to veterans. That's not true. That was the last full lighting of Waterfire. But, you know, one of the best things to do on these cold November days is go down and sit right around that basin area. And so we have a basin fire coming up on November 29th. And that basin fire is for the North American Bridge Championship. And it's going to be taking place here in Providence for 11 days, and which to me, it's over 5,000 people. And so I'm excited to talk to Joe Brouillard, who is our next guest. And he's the co-chair in 2014 Fall North American Bridge Tournament. And he's the former president of the Rhode Island Bridge Association. And he's the treasurer of the New England Bridge Conference. And Joe and I have been going back and forth for quite some time planning this fire. So hello, Joe. How are you?
I think Joe had to plan more than just the fire, actually. You've been planning the whole thing, haven't you?
Well, we've been planning the entire tournament, the tournament itself, and it has been a pretty large undertaking. But we have a great committee who's doing a fabulous job, and you know what's right around the corner. We start on Thanksgiving Day, you know.
I thought that was fascinating. That's what you and I were talking about before we came on air. 5,000 people, right, coming
yes.
in to play bridge. And on Thanksgiving, who'd have thunk?
Well, there are some hardcore bridge players, and they all come in on Thanksgiving to start the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, and so how does it, well, one, the economic impact that you're bringing into the city is, it's got to be phenomenal. And I would say, what, $8.5 million, something around there?
Yes, they're estimating an economic impact of $8 million coming into the city, 130,000 room nights yep. that are booked in Providence. We started out with four hotels. We had to add five additional hotels because
wow.
the response has been that overwhelming.
And so,
so it's 5,000 people coming, or overall. I mean, that's
5,000 people overall over the length of the tournament.
That's great.
Yes, it's the largest event coming into the convention center this year.
And you know, I don't know if I ever would have thought about that. I mean, I always think of the sports tournaments coming in and bringing in a lot of people, but when I think of bridge, it wasn't something that like automatically clicked with me that there would be such a big following. And gosh, there really is. I read there's over 15 nations. Is that true that are going to be represented here?
Yes, this is the Fall North American Bridge Championships, and they are coming in from 15 nations all over the world, and one thing I'd like to emphasize is that it's not just a tournament for experts. There are national championship events that will be taking place, but it's a tournament for everyone, whether you are a novice, a beginner, whether you've just been playing a year, 6 months, it's a tournament for everyone. So there are events that you can play in with people who are at your same level and playing ability.
So maybe for some of our listeners who aren't as familiar, I mean, I know my Nana played bridge and tried to teach me, and it just didn't work, or maybe I wasn't paying attention. But how would you describe the game of bridge to a
well,
listener?
Everybody is dealt 13 cards. There are two partners on each team. There's a north-south pair and an east-west team. The entire deck is dealt out, and based on your cards, you can bid. So basically, you would count the number of points in your hand, an ace being 4 points, king 3, queen 2, jack 1. And if you have 12 or 13 points and 5 cards in a particular suit, you would bid, say, 1 spade. And your partner, who is playing with you, they would evaluate their hand.
And the partner has not seen the other hand.
No,
so
the partner has not seen your hand.
That's one of the interesting
things
about bridge. It's a fascinating psychological type of game, yeah.
It's in the bidding process, you try to describe your hand to your partner. and hopefully your partner and you are on the same wavelength and you can understand each other through the bidding process and you arrive at a contract.
So are there, like, facial movements, like the wink, wink? I got...
Oh, those, oh no, no, no. Those are banned. Yeah, yeah. Cheating is...
That's fascinating, though, because it sounds like a bit of poker matched with chess, matched with... There's another element.
Yeah, and also with sort of the... I mean, it's got the bluffing of poker and the not knowing the other hands, but it's also got this building aspect of building a team and building a strategy, and it's got a lot of improvisation to it. Which is fun.
Yeah, and when you do win the contract, the interesting aspect is that your partner's hand is exposed to everybody at the table. So while you are trying to make a contract, the opponents are trying to prevent you from making that contract. Because if you make a contract, you get points. Mm-hmm. If the opponents set you, then they get points.
That sounds like business to me.
Well, it's got all of the. I mean, so it's almost like Monopoly, but also poker. It's a very fulfilling game. I don't play it, but I had parents who played it and relatives who played it, and people are passionate about
yes.
Bridge.
Once you get hooked on playing bridge, you've got the bug, and it's a wonderful game. It's a great pastime. It keeps you active. It keeps your mind thinking because you have to concentrate and you have to be able to recognize the bids, play the cards. Right. It really is a fascinating game. And for those people who may have never played the game, on Sunday, November 30th from 1 to 6, there will be a program at the convention center. It's called Learn Bridge in a Day. One of the best bridge teachers around, Patty Tucker, will be conducting the lectures. So if you're looking for something to do, if the family is looking for something to do on a Thanksgiving weekend, come on down.
Joe, do they need to make a reservation?
No reservations are necessary.
And just, it's free?
The cost is $20, and that's for the materials that will be passed out for you to take home with you.
That you'll take home.
Yes.
That's a great offer. It is a complicated game to master, and I think that one focus session is the right way to do it, because I find I've always got to, it's a complicated game.
We're sending you down. Oh, you're going to be in California.
I already looked at my calendar. I was saying I would do that. I would really enjoy doing that.
So, Joe, what got you so into bridge and fascinated with it? Did your parents play, or did you just pick it up?
Well, my parents always played cards, and as kids, back then we didn't have video games, which has taken over the lives of the younger generation today. So I used to play cards with them, and at my first job at Allendale Insurance, a group of people would play cards at lunchtime. So I would sit down and watch, and after a while, you catch on, and I started playing at Allendale. Well, careers and marriages and children, everybody goes a different way. And
yeah, the bridge players see all these as these distractions on the.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a funny story later. But anyway, I got away from the game. But then when I was an empty nester again, I always missed it. And I finally got back into the game about 10 years ago. So, and to your point about how passionate bridge players are and how much they're addicted to the game, there was a game at a local club one evening, and a woman received a call that her house was on fire. Her partner stayed.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my. Well, I know we've only got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes. But before we leave for that break, how many groups are there, like in the Rhode Island area and in Massachusetts, like bridge clubs? And are there a lot?
Well, in Rhode Island, there are about 5 or 6 clubs, and if you're interested in finding where those clubs are, the Rhode Island Bridge Association has a website.
And we'll put them on our website.
It's ribridge.org, and you can go to the website, and you can find all the locations of clubs in the state. There's clubs in Warwick, Providence, North Smithfield, Portsmouth, And I know I'm forgetting one, Cranston.
So they're really all around.
Yes, yes they are.
You know, I'm looking forward to coming back because I'll be curious. So I want to ask you what the age range you're seeing. Are younger people coming into Playbridge? But we'll talk about that after the break. We're talking to Joe Brouillard here, and, you know, we're getting all revved up for this 11/29, November 29th, Basin Lighting. And it's going to be in great celebration of the North American Bridge Championship. So we'll be right back. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter. I'm your host, and I am here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And I'm also here with Joe Brouillard, who is the co-chair of the 2014 Fall North American Bridge Tournament. This is the North American Bridge Championship, which is going to be an 11-day event held here in Providence, Rhode Island, starting on Thanksgiving. And one of the wonderful things that they're bringing to not only the members of the conference that are coming, but to the entire city of Providence. Let's call it a Thanksgiving gift, is a basin water fire lighting on November 29th, which is a Saturday. Joe, so we were just talking about, you know, 5,000 people, bridge. Again, I didn't know that there was such a big interest in bridge, but possibly because I haven't been exposed to it that much. I mean, you're talking about a lot of the different groups here in Rhode Island. And one of the thoughts I had is, what do you see in the age variance for members? And are you finding that there's younger members that are coming in and filling spots, or is it an older generation, or what do you see?
Well, right now it's more of a mature audience. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, a lot of the younger kids, they don't grow up playing cards anymore. They grow up on video games. But there have been efforts underway to expose children, younger kids, to bridge. There are programs where they go out into the middle schools to teach bridge. They go into colleges. They start bridge clubs. So there are big returns on that investment that are starting to pay off. We now see younger children coming in with their parents to play. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the summer, they have the Youth Bridge Championships, and there are just lots and lots of kids coming into the game now.
Because bridge, historically, has always been profoundly social.
Yes.
You know, you have these bridge clubs, and people really enjoy each other's companionship and the strategy, and you always have the same partners, or you move it around?
No, many people have many different partners.
Okay. Right. We're talking about bridge here.
Just to be clear. It's a legal, incestuous relationship.
Okay. But the social aspects of bridge have always struck me. You know, there was a very famous book called Bowling Alone, which was by a sociologist who talked about Americans used to have things like bowling leagues, but bridge clubs is very much part of that, and that we do less of that now. We watch television or we're on the internet. And the point of this book was we need to build things like bridge clubs back up again. We need to do things together as a group, and it makes the whole community stronger and it makes life more enjoyable. So I'm glad to hear you're doing these outreaches. We had a younger person on our staff. We kept talking about we're doing the contract bridge this, we're doing the contract bridge that. And we're at a staff meeting, and he says, I really want them to look at the Pershing Bridge. And I'm going, what?
he thought you were building bridges.
And he said, well, it's a convention of bridge contractors, right? They're going to know about the bridge. And I said, no, it's not a convention of bridge contractors. It's a game bridge. And it was very funny, a misunderstanding.
So now every year, does it change location? And if it does, why Providence this year?
Every year it does change location, and every 5 to 6 years it comes to New England. Previously it was in Boston, but this
From
year...
From now on in, it's going to be at Providence, right?
Yes. Okay. If I have anything to do with that, yes, absolutely. It was awarded to Providence, and being the co-chair, my first thought was, we have to have a water fire. You know, we must have a water fire, because what better way to introduce people from all over the United States and from all the different countries to Providence.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful event, and it's a memory that they'll take home and live forever.
And again, it's a beautiful basin lighting, which kind of is almost like sitting around a campfire, which goes back to Barnaby's idea of being social and connecting with others. And I know that you're going to have fire spinners that are going to be there. And so it should be, it's going to be beautiful weather, right?
Well, I also like, Brahma, what you're starting to say is this is an opportunity for us to do something on Thanksgiving, which is a wonderful family get-together weekend. Many people travel in, and we've never really thought about doing a water fire on that weekend. So this is an opportunity for the larger community to try that. It's a time of family reunions, and you know, it's usually by Saturday you've probably ready to get out of the house. That might be healthy.
So thank you for that.
Yes.
And then, you know, also the one thing that I wanted to mention here, which I really thought was beautiful, is that that you're actually going to be giving, your charitable foundation is going to be presenting a $5,000 check to Adicia Global Nutrition Solutions. How did you come up with that idea and that thought? And, well, it's such an incredible organization.
Well, at every National Bridge Championship, the ACBL Charitable Foundation, we submit charitable organizations that we feel would be worthy of this contribution. And out of the 10 or 15 that we looked at, Adicia Global Nutrition's was the best organization.
It's a great story as well. You know, we should maybe follow up and talk about that.
I think she's coming. I think the head is coming on the show in 2 weeks. So yeah. I tried to see if we can get around today, but I think that's a beautiful thing. And I know that you're also sponsored by Alex and Ani.
Yes, I'd like to thank Alex and Ani for the generous support. They are the primary sponsor of the tournament, and also to Consolidated Concrete and Foster Grant for their outstanding contribution and support for our organization.
And thank you again for hosting that wonderful event on Sunday. When is it again? Sunday?
Learn Bridge in a Day is Sunday, November 30th from 1 to 6 at the Convention Center.
Great, great family fun. And we'll post all of this on the Waterfire website. And Joe, good luck. I hope you win a lot of those games.
Me too.
I'll see you on Saturday. Or actually, I won't. I'll be out of town, but I'll find out what your face looks like. And, you know, we'll check in with you then. But have an incredible conference. Thank you for what you are doing for Providence, for Waterfire, for the state of Rhode Island. And 5,000 people. I hope you have a great time having bridge.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate everything your organization has done for us. I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, thank you. So you know what? We're going to sign out. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We are not sure if we're going to be here next Wednesday or not. We might be, but we're going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving early. Remember, November 29th, we hope that we see you down by the river. Right, Barnaby?
Yeah, November 29th. I think this Thanksgiving weekend, I think, Joe, you started a new tradition. It's going to be fun.
Terrific.
So thank you, everybody.